This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak urges Parliamentary Committee for carrying out swift action on Nepal Citizenship Amendment Bill 2025. Communication Minister Prithibi Subbagurung says case against former Prime Minister under CIAA jurisdiction. And Russia launches massive overnight attack on Ukraine, killing four in Kyiv. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has urged the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee to quickly finalize the Nepal Citizenship Bill 2025 Second Amendment. Speaking at the committee's meeting today, the minister stressed bill sensitivity and pushed for speedy discussions after talks with the MPs proposing amendments. He informed that regulations were being drafted to allow district administration offices to issue citizenship to individuals born to Nepali mothers and residing in Nepal, even if the father's identity was unknown. Minister Lekhak stated he was working to resolve issues for people whose citizenship documents were pending at the Home Ministry once the bill passed. He added that a separate draft law was underway to address non-resident Nepali citizenship issues comprehensively. To simplify processes, district offices have started token systems for citizenship and passport systems. Committee Chair Ram Hari Khatiora announced that after today's discussions with the MPs, the committee will consult with stakeholders on Monday. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has stated that the case filed by the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority (CIAE) against a former Prime Minister and 93 others is within the Commission's jurisdiction and the government could not be held accountable for it. Speaking to journalists at Biratnagar Airport today, the minister emphasized that CIAE was responsible for investigating irregularities and corruption involving misuse of authority and linking the government to such matters was inappropriate. Minister Gurung also expressed confidence that the ongoing obstruction in the House of Representatives would be resolved soon. He remarked that it was illogical for a minister to resign over an employee's mistake and criticized the opposition for obstructing Parliament out of a desire for revenge. The minister stated that the Civil Service Act and Education Act would be passed in the current Parliament session. In the past 10 months of the current fiscal year, 21 pregnant and postpartum women were airlifted from Okhaldunga via helicopter under the President Women Upliftment Program. Anup Paudel from the District Administration Office reported that rescues targeted women with complications, referring them to hospitals in Kathmandu. Local leaders and health workers coordinated with ministries for the swift airlifts. A member of the Mothers Group Network noted that the program saved lives in remote areas, unlike past times when a lack of care led to the deaths of the new mothers. The number of dolphins in Saptakosi River, which is part of the Kosi Wildlife Reserve, has increased this year. The census of the aquatic mammal was conducted for 4 days starting the 1st to the 4th of June, and the findings were unveiled yesterday on the occasion of the World Environment Day. This year, the number increased by 3 compared to the previous year. According to the reserve senior conservation officer, Bhupendra Prasad, the latest census puts the number of adult dolphins at 15, semi-adult dolphins at 5, and baby dolphins at 2, making a total of 22 dolphins. The rise in the number of the animal is itself a positive message in its conservation. The Saptakosi River is home to the Gangetic dolphin, which is considered a very rare species of dolphin. Dolphin is a highly intelligent marine mammal and prefers to inhabit clean and deep waters. In 2012, 11 dolphins were recorded in the Saptakosi River and the number rose to 17 in 2017, prompting the reserve to prioritize dolphin conservation efforts. The previous recent census in 2024 recorded 19 dolphins in the country's biggest river. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russia carried out a large-scale overnight attack on Ukraine, striking the capital Kyiv with a barrage of drones and missiles that killed at least 4 people and injured 20, according to the Ukrainian officials. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko confirmed that 3 of the victims were emergency workers responding to the attacks. The BBC cited the Ukrainian Air Force as saying Russia launched 407 drones, 38 cruise missiles and 6 ballistic missiles in one of the largest aerial assaults of the war, second only to the weekend attack involving 472 projectiles. Air raid sirens sounded through the night across Kyiv, Kharkiv, Sumy and Luhansk. While the alert in Kyiv has since been lifted, other regions remain on high alert. In Lutsk, a city in northwestern Ukraine, officials reported that 15 drones and 6 missiles were used in separate strike, injuring 5 people. The escalation follows recent tensions between Moscow and Kyiv, with the US President Donald Trump claiming earlier this week that Russian President Vladimir Putin had very strongly vowed retaliation for Ukraine's drone strikes on Russian air bases. Indian police have arrested at least 4 people in connection with the fatal crowd crush in Bengaluru earlier this week, which left 11 dead. The incident occurred on Wednesday when tens of thousands gathered outside the Chinnaswamy Stadium to celebrate Royal Challengers Bangalore's historic IPL victory. The arrest includes staff from RCB and the event management firm behind the celebration. Authorities say those detained were responsible for promoting the victory parade on RCB's social media and website. 5 senior officials from the police, including the city's police chief, have been suspended for negligence. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddamiya confirmed that legal action has been initiated against the franchise, the event organizers, and the Karnataka State Cricket Association. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly region and will be mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and at a few places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall even in this season at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak urges Parliamentary Committee to carry out swift action on Nepal Citizenship Amendment Bill 2025. Communication Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung says case against former Prime Minister under CIAA jurisdiction. And Russia launches massive overnight attack on Ukraine, killing 4 in capital Kyiv. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.